Most of the taxonomy is good because it's given direction that with the war in Ukraine, with the need to cut off ourselves from supply of Russian gas and oil and coal, we need to spend more, and investors need to get involved in renewables. We all agree on that. And the sooner that happens, the better. But it's not going to happen overnight. And especially if the Russians now cut off gas next winter, then you're going to have the lights out in many European countries. You're going to have an increased dependency on coal. And we're saying that's not the way to go. So we're really, as an interim measure, saying that nuclear and gas, where they're sustainable, can be invested in for the moment until such time as they're no longer needed. And the sooner we have renewables, the better. Then they won't be longer needed. But that's not going to happen for some time, and we need to keep the lights on in the meantime.
And what do you say to those who are very much against this, and they say the notion of calling gas and nuclear sustainable is ridiculous?
Maureen McGuinness made it very clear that she's not greenwashing. She's not calling gas and nuclear green. She's saying they're sustainable because they will help us to keep the lights on and the projects themselves. Nuclear, and more people are beginning to realize this now, is not causing climate change and increased emissions. Gas, if these projects are allowed under this, will have to be able to transfer to hydrogen, which we all want in due course. So it's all moving in the direction of renewables eventually. It's just, do we just ignore the facts that are there at the moment, that we are, whether we like it or not, for instance, in Ireland, 60 to 70% of our energy almost every day comes from gas? Are we just going to say we won't bother worrying about security of gas, it should be fine? And then what happens when the lights go out everywhere? Who's going to take the blame? Those who said we shouldn't have any gas, we shouldn't have any developments in the meantime, and we'll all wait until we have renewables in 10 or 20 years' time. That's not going to happen, so you have to be practical.